this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Another great book from our friends over at Defender Publishing. The title is Alliance of Evil, Russia, China, the United States, and a new Cold War. Has the mystery of the end times finally arrived? And joining us, this is the second time he's with us, a man that doesn't really need any introduction to this audience because you've probably seen him on a lot of your favorite Christian and conservative programs and heard him on the radio, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Good to have you back with us, sir.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me this
evening. And thank you. And I remember, it's okay you go by Bob, is that right?
Please.
All right, very good. All due respect and deference to your status, Lieutenant Colonel. I would call you Lieutenant Colonel if you asked me to, but we'll go with Bob tonight. This book is so fascinating and so timely. I myself am an author, and I know when you start writing a book, it's usually maybe a year before it comes out from the time that you come up with the idea, maybe even 2 years. But here we are. This book is just coming out, and now we have China and Russia, according to news reports this week, actually doing military drills together involving mock nuclear war. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's indicative, Jim, I'd argue, of the Alliance of Evil. You know, one of the indicators that I list in Alliance of Evil, I'll go through 16, but you know, the fact that the Chinese and the Russians are conducting war games, this is something they've really started to ratchet up in the last few years, but they do have a long history that dates back to the end of World War II, really 1950, when Mao Zedong was in Moscow, met with the leadership, Stalin at that time. But you know, they really radically increased in the last few years, especially as the Chinese have come of age in terms of their military might and, of course, their economic might. Arguably, China is not only going to be the world's economic leader by 2035, but President Xi Jinping has the ambition to be the leading military power in the world about that same time, certainly by 2050, which would be the 100th anniversary of the communist leadership there in China.
What is your take on this current investigation into President Trump, the so-called Russian collusion, which now it seems like even his enemies are agreeing that there was no Russian collusion, but as long as we've raided everybody's houses and offices, we might as well keep investigating since we have all this information now about other things that people might have done. What's your take on all this in terms of how this has maybe caused a new alienation between the U.S. and Russia?
Well, certainly it has led to, I think, to a certain degree, to the sanctions. There's a lot of enthusiasm for going after Russia. And it's not as if they are, you know, their hands are clean. Clearly, as I go into Alliance of Evil and the new cyber war that is really ratcheting up all the time, not only after our infrastructure, but after our elections and after our intellectual property and the like. But Russia is behind that, but so is China. You know, it's interesting that this past week, President Trump signed a new executive order overturning something that had been in place by President Obama, and it deals with the whole issue of giving us, certainly our cyber warriors, the type of tools that they need to respond very quickly to a nation-state attack against our infrastructure. And we know, for instance, I use this as an illustration, that Duke Power in the southeast said, according to one of their very senior people, they were attacked 650 million times in that 2017 period. And I certainly know from the Pentagon, we're constantly under attack, millions and millions of times, arguably, on a given day by state organizations. Certainly the Chinese have an organization that is focused exclusively on cyber attacks and intellectual property stealing. Now, the Russians are doing it, the Iranians, North Koreans, and of course there's criminal syndicates and the like. But I suppose the argument that the other side, the Democrats and those that are against President Trump that want to see him unseated, is that he colluded. But obviously Mueller and the rest of his investigators have yet to come up with any credible evidence of collusion. And so they've been doing, a snipe hunt around Washington, trying to find something that they can nail the president on, and it doesn't seem as if it has anything to do with Russia.
And it would seem to me reasonable, even if you're a hawk about Russia, for the president to be able to talk to Vladimir Putin. And it seemed like we had, shouts of treason and all kinds of allegations for the president, sitting down, having a private conversation with Putin. And it seems like diplomacy, that road, it doesn't seem like we've got much traction on that road at this point between the U.S. and Russia. Are we set up militarily to deal with a two-front war, to deal with China and Russia at the same time?
Not really. We did away with that particular strategy under Obama. Of course, I think there's recognition that, especially with the publication this past week of the 2018 version of what Congress directs the Pentagon to do, is to write a report on China. And I've gone through that particular report, the annual report to Congress, and it says military and security developments involving the People's Republic of China of 2018. And we do something similar out of DIA for the Russians. The threats are real, and they're very credible, and they're becoming more sophisticated. There's a new arms race. Much as my generation watched the arms race on nuclear weapons to metastasize into what it became, a threat of nuclear holocaust at any moment, what we have today is a ratcheting up of sophisticated weaponry. You've got hypersonic weapons that have been tested by Russia, China, and we're trying to, catch up. These are weapons that go at least five times, up to 10 times the speed of sound. Nap of the Earth can carry nuclear weapons, deliver pinpoint accuracy, penetrate any air defense system in the world. That's what the Chinese are focused
including
on.
Also, space weapons now. There's talk of some unusual movement of Russian satellites in space as well, that some think could be weaponized.
Well, and the Chinese also have, they've demonstrated a few years ago and have continued to develop an anti-satellite capability, which is acknowledged in the open literature. The Russians, of course, what you're talking about is what we thought was, just another satellite, but it's demonstrating unusual behavior in that it's moving satellite to satellite in orbit. and doing types of activities that communicate to us that it has other than good intentions. And so it could be a weapon.
More than just satellite technology, traditional at least, going on there. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about North Korea. We'll talk about Bible prophecy. We'll also talk about what are the other fronts that the U.S. is facing other than just the threat from China and Russia. All on this episode of Jim Paris Live as we continue with Robert McGinnis. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. I am monitoring my email, jim@christianmoney.com. And I'm also monitoring the Twitter feed. If you want to ask a question or give me an idea of a direction you want to go in with this interview, listeners, feel free to join the fray. We're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, retired. And the book is Alliance of Evil. And a fascinating book that gets into where the U.S. is at militarily today, what we're up against. And also it goes all the way into Bible prophecy, including what the Ezekiel 38 war might look like. Bob, let's talk about North Korea. There was a lot of optimism with a recent meeting in Singapore with the president of the United States and the prime minister, the supreme leader, as he's called, of North Korea. I call him the fat kid. But in any case, it seems like all that hope has fizzled, and now we're looking at possibly nothing coming from that. What are your thoughts on North Korea?
Well, Jim, I spent a year on the demilitarized zone many years ago, and you know, so I have somewhat of a jaundiced view of the North Koreans' reliability as negotiation partners. You know, they were never kind to us after the armistice in 1952, and it's been a tough time ever since. You know, I've been saying consistently from certainly last year when we saw the hydrogen bomb explosion in September, we saw an ICBM launch in November, and then of course we saw what happened at the Olympics earlier this year, and that it appeared as if there was some softening. You know, what I try to explain, and I do in Alliance of Evil, is that behind the scenes, Chairman Kim Jong-un is a puppet, and the puppet master is President Xi Jinping of Beijing. This young man, 31, 32, raised in Switzerland, his girth is attributable to his diet, which he, spends a great deal of money shipping into North Korea through the black markets. But you know, his manipulation is coming from President Xi, who is using it against us. You know, and President Trump, I think, came to the realization of this past week when he canceled at the last moment the fourth trip by Mike Pompeo over to Pyongyang, recognizing that, the summit that they had in Singapore on June the 12th was, of course, the high water mark. We expected, that denuclearization, which was a spin coming out of the White House, was going to be a reality. But as we watched, we saw that, they were beginning to tear down the liquid-fueled missile ICBM launch site. They stopped this past week or so. They continued to develop other rockets. They continued to work on the enrichment of uranium. They were doing a host of other things, to include circumventing UN sanctions, which was evidence, I think, to the common observer that this nation was not serious about what it said. It just wanted the fanfare associated with meeting with President Trump in Singapore, and they're living in the glow of that. Keep in mind, on the here in another week, they're going to have an anniversary, the 70th anniversary of the founding of the communist regime of North Korea, and they wanted to have President Moon from South Korea come up and celebrate with him and the likes. This young man's never going to give away the security that he has associated with having a nuclear program. He saw what happened with Gaddafi, and as a result, and the encouragement from the likes of Vladimir Putin and President Xi, it just doesn't seem as if it's in the cards.
Now, in your book, I believe you talk about four fronts that we're up against. So we have Russia and China. Are the other two fronts, would one of those include Korea, or do we include that in China?
Well, Korea is really it's a puppet of Beijing, but Iran's a puppet of of Moscow. What I'm talking about really in there are the four battlegrounds, which are ideological, economic, certainly the weapons war, and of course the cyber war. That's where we're seeing, as we speak today, and it's just becoming as clear as anything that, that's where this new Cold War hopefully is going to be fought, and it's not going to become a hot war. But I don't put that out of the cards at all. I think a hot war is very, very probable. Now, will it be through proxies? And, of course, we see a lot of flashpoints already, South China Sea, Ukraine, certainly Syria, which may be dying down. But the line between the NATO and the Russians, that continues to be a hot spot. So there are a lot of potential hot spots in the future. I'm concerned that as the Chinese continue to reorganize, to remilitarize, and to perhaps exceed us in capability in the coming decades, that a hot war certainly with China is not out of the question.
And this whole issue of the power grid and the ability for the power grid to be hacked. I noticed in the news today, I didn't even realize it this week, but I guess on two occasions, Dodger Stadium went completely dark during a baseball game. And I don't know what was behind that, but it certainly seems like I had read something a few months ago that even after just a few weeks of being without power, there would be countless tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of casualties in the United States because people couldn't get clean water. They couldn't get gasoline. They couldn't get to their pharmacist to get their prescription drugs. The grocery stores would run out of food. That's a war without even a bullet being fired to shut down our power grid. Isn't that right?
That's correct. And in the national nuclear review that came out in February of this year, the new doctrine stipulates that if we come under a nation-state prompted cyber attack, we will not guarantee that we will not respond with nuclear weapons. That's how serious it is.
Wow.
And you have to recognize that the scenario you just portrayed, Jim, which the Brits agree and others agree, that you cut off the power to a large metro area where people are totally dependent upon public utilities, water, electricity, everything, that people will very quickly not only begin to get hungry and starved, but the chaos will ensue, and a lot of people will die very quickly. And so, yes, we know the Russians and the Chinese are charting, surveying, targeting our electric grids, as I pointed out just beginning of the program. Duke Power talks about 650 million attacks. Now, that doesn't mean we're not trying our best to counter those, and that's why the president days ago gave us the ability to quickly counter it.
Yeah, it's definitely an emerging threat, one that we have to take seriously. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll ask Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis to help us tie this all into Bible prophecy and the Ezekiel 38 war. How will we get to that point, and who are the players? We'll be back.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
The book is Alliance of Evil. We highly recommend it. You can get it over at Amazon. It just came out. In fact, it came out 2 days ago, according to the publication date here. It's Alliance of Evil. You can find it at Amazon, or you can get it over at the Defender Publishers website, Defender Publishing. They have it there as well. And our guest this hour discussing the new book is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. And Bob, do you have any big media appearances coming up? I think I saw, were you going to be on with Jim Baker, or have you already been on with Jim Baker?
No, we taped earlier last week. They will be on, I'm not sure, probably next week or the week after. We shot a number of programs.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I know that he's very into Bible prophecy, and let's get into that here tonight. Of course, you say in the book that you don't consider yourself a Bible expert or a Bible prophecy expert. Fair enough, but you sure make a lot of good points about, you know, Christians, we all know about the Ezekiel 38 war. I think most Bible prophecy experts agree on the notion that Russia would attack Israel in that narrative. Tell us how you see that happening, and do you agree that it would be Russia?
You know, I understand that a lot of people do come to that conclusion. You know, my concern, as I say in Alliance of Evil, is that I don't believe that God encrypted the word that Russia and China would necessarily be end-time players. Now, that doesn't mean that they aren't. It's just I don't think that, you know, when the prophets were sitting down and the Spirit of God spoke through them, that, you know, those nations were even in the minds of those writers. They didn't know about it. Now, that doesn't mean that that isn't what we're talking about here. So I go into it with some caution. At the same time, I recognize that, you know, when you consider what the Russians themselves say these days about what's going on. You know, Russian clergy are very open about the coming apocalypse. And some of, in fact, there's a Russian philosopher by the last name of Dugin who suggests that Vladimir Putin is, in fact, the Eastern Orthodox czar who himself is warring against the Antichrist. And he cites 2 Thessalonians 2, 6, and 7, where it talks about the mystery of iniquity. And he says that the mystery of the iniquity is really the secularized West, and that he raises up Putin. Now, does that mean that Putin is Gog of Magog? I don't know. I don't think anyone else knows. But it's an interesting commentary that Russian theologians and philosophers are looking at the same Word of God that we are, and they're coming to very interesting conclusions. Now, I will argue, as my friend Jerry Boykin, who interestingly was visiting with President Sisi of Egypt this past November, and Sisi, interestingly, of course, a former general, U.S. Army War College graduate, where I teach today as well, he told Boykin that that Erdogan, the current president of Turkey, wants to be the next caliph of a caliphate. Now, arguably, geographically, if you look at Ezekiel and you look due north of Israel, what do you bump into first? Well, set Syria aside, you bump into the big country of Turkey. And so you could argue that, you know, the scripture is making reference to anything, you know, from northern Israel up, which would include Turkey. Now,
and Turkey's off the reservation right now, isn't that about right?
Well, they are, but they're aligning themselves very closely with Vladimir Putin, with the Chinese, as well as the Iranians, which is not a mystery at all. And so you have to recognize that that's a possibility. I don't know with certitude. However, the geopolitics that are playing out today are certainly suggesting that Turkey is going to take on a very new and a very, I think, dangerous posture in the coming years. And it's going to be fueled to a certain degree by the likes of Vladimir Putin. And President Xi is, you know, being instrumental in helping on the sidelines. They've even talked about sending troops to Syria. And, of course, the Iranians are already well embedded around Damascus, and the Iranians are not going to be extracted easily, given what's going on. So, you know, the scenario that we see in Ezekiel could very well play out. I would also argue that as we look at Revelation 16, and it talks about the sixth angel and pouring out the vial upon the great river Euphrates, that allegedly, as we are to understand this, that the Euphrates dries up. It's interesting that the old Silk Road from China went right by Baghdad, present-day Baghdad, and, of course, it crossed over the Euphrates. Now, there is a new initiative by President Xi Jinping. In 2013, he started the Belt and Road Initiative. The Belt and Road Initiative is intended to go around the world and to build infrastructure to include railroad lines and port facilities and the like, and, of course, to leverage the countries that they're loaning all these hundreds of billions of dollars to, because this is a multi-trillion dollar effort, to buy influence around the world. And so in this particular scripture, it talks of the kings of the East might be prepared and to join the final battle. Well, they would march across a dried Euphrates, and then, of course, they would march toward Israel. Now, I bring up the Belt and Road Initiative only because we're beginning to see infrastructure with a Chinese stamp all over the world. They're building ports in Pakistan. They're, you know, cozy with the Turks. They're cozy with the Iranians. And, of course, anyone that's cozy with the Iranians has influence over Iraq, which we've basically lost because of a variety of factors. So it is a very interesting development here that, you know, in the coming years, I could see a scenario, which I portray in my epilogue, which is really fictitious, but it kind of pulls these pieces together and suggests how this all might end.
Our guest last week, interestingly enough, has a new book coming out, The New Silk Road, and it gets into a lot of these things about what, you know, China is doing, you know, economically to try to spread their economic influence. On the issue of Turkey, how close realistically do you think Turkey is to being kicked out of NATO? There's been a lot of talk recently, especially in the last couple of weeks. Their currency is crashing. The U.S. is putting more and more sanctions on them. I guess this is all linked to this this pastor that's under house arrest. At least that was the spark point, the trigger point to the whole controversy. Do you see NATO kicking them out at some point here soon?
Well, it's quite possible. Of course, they were not welcome into the European Union, which is something that disappointed Erdogan, and understandably. And of course, they tried to leverage the mass migration out of Syria, passing through Turkey into the Balkans. They tried to, you know, basically blackmail the European Union, and they did get billions and billions of dollars or euros for that. I do see that is quite possible that NATO will have to totally reconsider its relationship with Turkey. Primarily, and the evidence is building. You know, the Russians are building on the Mediterranean, on the Turkish coast, a nuclear facility. And that means in a few years they will have plutonium, which could be used much like the North Koreans have built a nuclear weapon. And that would not surprise me at all. They're accepting and have already solidified a deal for the S-400 SAMS, surface-to-air missile system, which the Russians built. And, you know, NATO is not going to allow them to interface, to connect that Russian system with the NATO air defense system. The coziness that they have, not only with Russia and Iran and China, is very disconcerting.
Yeah, very much so. All right, our final segment here with Bob McGinnis as we talk about this fantastic new book, Alliance of Evil. We'll get into a little bit more of Bible prophecy. I also want to ask him about Iran and what might be brewing in the Middle East. All of that and more, we'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Right, this is our final segment with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. The book is Alliance of Evil. You can get it on Amazon. You can also get it over at the Defender Publishing website. And it did just come out. It's so new, it doesn't even have any reviews yet on Amazon. So this would be a great gift also. I love the detail that it goes into. There is such a huge, huge section of the book of notes, footnotes, which I love that, because this is a book that not only just talks about theory, but also makes a lot of reference to facts. And we've got some great questions coming in by email. So I'm going to jump a little bit off of my train of thought from before the break and ask you this question. A listener in Chicago, Bob, wants to know what your thoughts are on the president's idea of a space force. Do you think it's necessary? Do you think it's another layer of government we don't need? What do you think?
Well, there are 60 different programs across the four armed services that deal with space. And the idea of of bringing them together for efficiency reasons, I think, does make sense. We have to recognize that China and Russia are militarizing space. We need to have a focused effort. If you read this president's national security strategy and national defense strategy, you will understand that it's a comprehensive approach to, you know, the many sectors that we have to be prepared to fight in. Certainly the cyber is undeniable. Space is now one that we are critically dependent upon. The satellites for our financial aspects on all trade, all communication. We can't operate as a military without our satellites these days. And so we have to defend that. And, the competition is really serious today. So, yes, I endorse the concept of a space force that, seeks efficiencies and that counters the threats that we are, seeing today.
maybe it sounds like we need a cyber force, too, based on everything you've said.
Well, we have a cyber force. We already have a cyber command at Fort Meade, and we have each of the components, each of the services have a cyber command. So that is what the president has as a tool, offensive and defensive tool, and it really needs to, you know, accelerate its efforts, because this is a dangerous environment, one that threatens us all.
What does that look like if somebody wanted to become, what is it called? Are you a cyber soldier? And do they have the physical requirements on you that they would a regular soldier? Like, could a person in their 50s who's a techno nerd who knows how to do all this cybersecurity be brought in by the military? Would you go in as a civil servant, or would you go in as a soldier?
Probably as a civil servant, and they do hire a lot of people that don't obviously meet some of the physical standards that we would expect of a soldier or a Marine or a sailor. But you know, this is a new environment. You know, we have Silicon Valley, we have the Googles, we have others of the world that, you know, require a different type of thinking than, you know, typical military sorts of things. And so we hire civilians, we hire contractors, we try to find the best and the brightest that we can afford, recognizing that we're in competition for the same, you know, workforce as, like I said, the Googles of the world and the Microsoft.
Yeah, where people are getting paid like $1 million stock options and all that. And you can't, it's hard to match that in the government sector. Someone else is asking here about the propaganda war. This question coming in from Dallas. A great question. Of course, we know that during the last election that, I mean, whether you're on one side or the other side, folks, it is true that there were, what, thousands and thousands of fake social media accounts. And it appears from everything I've read, it looks like what the Russians were trying to do is sort of just create division in the U.S. They were, there were pro-Hillary, anti-Hillary sites. There were pro-Trump, anti-Trump. They even had demonstrations where they got both sides, both factions out to fight each other at demonstrations by creating controversy. They're asking here, where do you see the future of that, the propaganda war using social media?
Well, I call it the ideological campaign, and of course, during the old Cold War, it was basically, you know, communism against Western democracy. Well, it's far more complex today, and as you've indicated, the social media is a tool of trying to undermine the confidence we have in our electoral system. You know, but you've got the Russians and the Chinese, you know, just pouring all sorts of resources. There's no question that, you know, the Russians, by their own acknowledgement and by the evidence that we have, that they were very involved in trying to undermine the 2016 election and are doing much the same in 2018. John Bolton just met with his counterpart in Geneva last week, and they walked away because they could not agree as to what the Russians ought to do with regard to keeping their hands off our election this particular year. But ideologically, you have to understand, for instance, the Chinese, they're already embedded in our academic organizations through their Confucius groups that are on many college campuses around the country, where they're basically trying to spin how we study and understand, you know, their way of life and so forth. They pour money into our think tanks here in Washington. John Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies gets a grant from basically a nonprofit in Hong Kong that is related to somebody in the hierarchy of the Chinese Communist Party. Brookings Institute, the Atlantic Council, Center for American Progress, others are getting money from Chinese conduits, which then influence the policies that they promote in Washington. Mm. So there are a number of mechanisms beside the 25,000 spies that we believe the Chinese government has in this country. The Chinese are spending a lot of money and a lot of effort in trying to, you know, not only garner, you know, $300 to $500 billion worth of intellectual property from us, but to manipulate how we think of them and how we, you know, embrace ideas that are pro-communist regime types of things. And they're doing a reasonably good job, and unfortunately, to a certain degree, they're being propelled by our mainline media.
And the Chinese, of course, understand the long game. Another question here. Do you see any increased risk of a military conflict due to the weakened presidency here in the U.S.? In other words, I don't know, it was several hundred mentions of the word impeachment this week on our mainstream media. Whether any of that is legitimate or not, it still raises the question of, you know, how powerful the presidency is. Does that create any heightened risk with these foreign powers?
No, of course. You know, anytime you have a weakened adversary, whether it's because of domestic challenges or international challenges, you can take advantage of it. The attention is not on the, you know, the adversarial relationship that is building to a crescendo here with the Chinese and the Russians. No, it's on domestic, you know, manipulation of, you know, whether or not this president is guilty of whatever. It just undermines the confidence that domestically we have in our leadership, in our government. And that's what they want to do. It's an ideological issue. It's a diplomatic issue. And ultimately, it is a security issue that is very, very tenuous. Our eyes are not focused where they need to be on our national security. No, they're focused on politics. That's, in this current, you know, day and age, very, very dangerous for what we're facing today.
Final question, Bob. Iran, what part do they play in end times Bible prophecy, the Ezekiel 38 war, and any present day concerns that you have there?
Well, I think they'll be aligned with whoever, you know, ultimately the coalition that will build and invade in the end times. You know, the Persian leadership, the Ayatollah and his IRGC and Quds Force and the like that are causing problems with terror and working on nuclear weapons, as Netanyahu, you know, pointed out months ago, that Iran is a serious culprit. It is trying to, you know, establish the Shia crescent all the way to the Mediterranean, and essentially they've accomplished that with their capturing basically of Syria. So this is a very serious time. Iran's a player, but it's aligned with China and Russia, and we have to...
Many fronts for us to be concerned about. And the book, fantastic book, Alliance of Evil, takes you all the way to the end, to Bible prophecy, Book of Revelations, Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 38. A lot to read here. Bob McGinnis, thank you so much for joining us, sir. And remember, folks, if it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.